Marvelous one. I want to get into some Bears talk and some Cubs talk. So I'm going to let the coach make a decision. Which one has interested you most? Because while the Bears didn't make a splashy move, they didn't make any crazy trades, we didn't see anybody move from the defense necessarily that we thought was going to happen, the Cubs have been struggling to have really come back to reality, even though we were all waving the flag. Which one has interested you most over the last 10, let's say 4 days? Which
of the two teams? I mean, obviously, the Bears, look at the draft. I mean, they filled some needs in the secondary, and I would have liked them to get some more targets, receiving targets for the quarterback Fields. But I mean, I think that we can talk about that maybe going down the line, because people know what they picked and it'll be hard to really analyze those players until we see them in maybe some games in August, because you know, what you do in college sometimes doesn't translate to the pros. So we'll see if they fit in. Some of those guys may start right away too, particularly in the secondary.
Did you have any type of inkling or any kind of gut in your feeling what the Bears might have been doing before we saw some of these trades? I thought they were going to be very aggressive when it came to trying to give weapons for Justin Fields, but I also understood that they needed bodies, and they needed to be able to start, even though they're not calling it a rebuild, they need to start rebuilding this franchise.
Right.
And this is such an important year for Fields to develop. I was interested to see how the entire draft played out. I always think that while whatever is common sense isn't always so common sense for people, and I thought there was going to be a lot of quarterbacks taken very early that would have been beneficial for the Bears later on with a lot of extra talent in the second and third round. That wasn't the case. Did anything surprise you in the draft? Did anything like make you be like, okay, the NFL is going this way? Or did it just live up to, this is going to be a draft that we know nothing about because the superstardom will be developed in the NFL, not necessarily from the SEC and Big Ten?
Like, I think the previous year, in 2021, it was pretty obvious, you know, with Trevor Lawrence and the other people who were going to go high. This year was more of a mystery. I don't know if the Bears improved themselves on the offensive line or not. I mean, that's a big issue too for me. But I mean, a lot of these people they pick, I mean, they're good athletes. It's hard to really say sometimes who's going to be successful in the NFL and who isn't. I mean, Brady wasn't the high pick, you know? So, I mean, you never know. But I think the Bears did fill some needs. And like I say, I don't know if that's the, you know, when we're talking about the Bears versus the Cubs, the Bears, I would defer to later on in the summer to see whether their picks have panned out. And the draft, there wasn't anything shocking. It looked like it was a pretty wide open draft this year. There weren't any like surefire number one picks or anything of that nature that I saw. And there were some names in the first round that I wasn't even familiar with, honestly.
Marvelous Limit, I'm going to give this one the final two, and I want to give it to our audience here on the Sports Cubicle here on WCPT. It is the Marvelous One, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shavari, myself, Mike Mercado. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Follow us on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. Marvelous One, do you think we are past the point of just having an NFL draft? Do you think, and I think most drafts is this is in general, but do you think we can live in a reality in which we can have a NFL draft for players that aren't going to get the people from the airport, and somebody like Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, who would just be free agents, and they can go to Pittsburgh. They don't have to wait to get drafted if Mike Tomlin and the family wants to bring him in. Do you think that that's a reality in the next 15, 20 years? We're going to have both an NFL draft and college players being able to go and become free agents out of college?
That's an interesting point. I mean, what happens is after the draft is over, there are some decent names that I saw that were signed, you know, by teams where the players weren't even drafted. So you never know how that works out. I mean, I saw that there was some players I thought would be drafted that weren't, and then signed, you know, late last night or whatever with teams. So I don't know if there'll be a free agency. I mean, I didn't think that the NIL would happen for the college people either, but it's a possibility. I don't know how that would work exactly, how you'd be able to declare yourself as a free agent versus not. I mean, what would be the criteria? That would be the question. It's in my mind whether, you know, somebody could do that. And I don't think the NFL would want that to happen, honestly. So I think that there'd be a pushback on that. So I wouldn't expect it in the near term anyway.
Yeah, it's just something I had rattling in the brain, just wondering the best of all worlds, because you're starting to see that conversation come up a little bit of, do we need a draft? But I think the spectacle of the draft and some of the parody of it on top of, oh, where would he sign? I think all of it would make really good theater in all sports, but it's just something maybe we table down the road. And I want to hear your thoughts, though, over on Twitter at SportsCubicleTV.